The cost blowout on South Auckland rail projects. Two stations were originally planned between Papakura and Pukekohe, which is about 20-odd k's stretch of line. The cost there was $247 million. With a third now being added in for the big development at Drury West, the price is $495 million. Transport Minister Michael Wood is with us, is the Minister for today, hopefully a bit longer. I'm sure you'd be looking to stay. Thanks for joining us. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Tim. How are you?
Yeah, good, good, good. Why do we need the extra station?
Well, the area of Drury between the main part of Auckland and Pukekohe is one of the main growth areas in New Zealand. And over the next 15 years or so, around about 100,000 people are going to be living in what are currently paddocks in this area. And so what our government is doing what we've often failed to do in the past as a country, and that's to put the transport infrastructure in first. So we're going to build these three stations. They'll be hooked into the Auckland main rail network, and people who live in these communities will be able to use rail from day one to get to work, to get to university, to travel around the city. So we think this is the right way of doing urban development to reduce congestion, reduce emissions, and make sure that people have a good quality of life.
I'm sure a lot of people would say, well, hooray, we should be doing stuff like this. But the Drury development's no surprise, is it? That big 300-hectare block there that's being turned into residential. We've known about that for years. Why was it not part of the original plan?
Oh, look, the third station has been built in for some time. This isn't a new decision that we've suddenly made in the last few weeks or something. We, as a part of New Zealand Upgrade Program in 2021, did an exercise to make sure that we had the scope and scale of the program right. We made the call that we needed to make sure that we had three stations across this area to keep up with that growth. So we funded that at the time to make sure that we were able to deliver the three stations. And that's going to be critical for making sure that we have good outcomes for people living in these communities. And remember that for everyone else who uses the roads and the motorways in this area, every person we get onto that train network means less congestion.
Yeah, well, let's hope it's as big a success as the train from Hamilton to Papakura, which took at least 150 people off the roads every day, made a big difference, no doubt. How much do you expect the developer to chip in towards the Drury station?
We work really closely with the developers in this area. For example, yesterday when I was at the site of the Pairata station, we're working very closely there with the developers. The Crown is funding the stations themselves, but we work closely with the developers on things like the connecting roads that will connect the housing areas to the stations. Sometimes we fund some of that. Sometimes we work with the developers and they chip in to make sure they're making a fair and reasonable contribution.
So we have that kind of relationship. And in this instance, Mr. Wood, how much is the developer putting in?
Oh, look, I don't have that precise figure on me at the moment, but I can say that at the station we visited yesterday, the Pairata one, we have got an arrangement where we work with the developer on those sorts of connections to make sure that costs are shared fairly.
Because they're obviously going to make a fairly decent quid out of this development. It's only right and proper that they should contribute.
And of course, when they do make these developments, they do pay what are called development contributions to the council, which do fund some of the public infrastructure like roads and parks and those sorts of amenities for the community.
Do we get shafted by the construction firms when it comes to projects like this?
No, I don't believe so. But they obviously are in there and they're commercial organisations and are looking to turn a profit as the other business will. So, you know, sometimes they will push the envelope a bit. But we have a good relationship. We make sure that we have competitive tendering processes to get the best deal and the best ideas on the table for delivering them. And frankly, in the market over the last year or two, as everyone has been facing cost escalations, quite often that construction firms themselves actually have ended up completing projects and not making that much money at the end of it. So it's it is a challenging environment for everyone, whether it's a Crown, us who are delivering and paying for these projects at the moment, or the construction firms who are building them. And we keep a close eye on things to make sure we're getting the best outcome for the public money we put in.
But we're now looking at an extra $250 million on the expense, $250 million. Is that simply down to higher construction costs, or is something else going on here?
Just to be really clear, we haven't put any additional money into this project recently. We did what we called a rebaseline exercise back in 2021, where we looked at the whole New Zealand upgrade program. We made sure there was enough money in there to be up to date with current costs. We looked at the scope of projects to make sure that they were right, and we funded these three stations to $495 million at that time. We haven't recently had to come back and put any additional money in there, so there's no cost blowout we're dealing with. Across all construction projects at the moment, we do face increased costs, whether it's material like steel and concrete coming in from overseas where the price has shot up, whether it's the cost of labour and other things. So we're looking at that. We're having to balance it. And within this broader program, sometimes we shuffle money between projects. Sometimes we look at the scope and say, what do we really need to do? And if there is genuine escalation and there does need to be additional funding, then ministers look closely at that before we agree to it.
Can I ask you one other question? Read the Northern Motorway extension and the row about an extra couple of hundred million for that. When will that road open and what will it cost us in the end?
Look, I fully expect it to open a little bit later this year. It is one of those projects where there has been a genuine knock-on from COVID in terms of the opening time. You had periods of months at a time when work wasn't able to carry on at full bore. So we're working that through with the contractor at the moment. Like Transmission Gully, it was set up as a PPP by the previous government. That does make it a little bit more complex to work through, and that means that at the moment we're having to work through a commercial negotiation with the contractor before we settle the final costs. So it's not something I can talk about publicly, otherwise potentially undermine those negotiations and cost the taxpayer more. But I expect that to be settled, hopefully within the coming months, and for the road to be open, which I know people will look forward to.
Michael Wood, who is Transport Minister at the moment.